Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today's psalm is Psalm 66. We're going to read the psalm twice, first from the New American Standard Bible and then from the New Living Translation. After that, I'm going to share some short reflections on the psalm. So let's read this psalm together, first from the NASB. Shout joyfully to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Make his praises glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your works. Because of the greatness of your power, your enemies will pretend to obey you. All the earth will worship you and will sing praises to you. They will sing praises to your name. Come and see the works of God, who is awesome in his deeds toward the sons of mankind. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the river on foot. Let's rejoice there in him. He rules by his might forever. He keeps watch on the nations. The rebellious shall not exalt themselves. Bless our God, you peoples, and sound his praise abroad, who keeps us in life and does not allow our feet to slip. For you have put us to the test, God. You have refined us as silver is refined. You brought us into the net. You laid an oppressive burden upon us. You made men ride over our heads. You went through fire and through water. Yet you brought us out into a place of abundance. I shall come into your house with burnt offerings. I shall pay you my vows, which my lips uttered and my mouth spoke when I was in distress. I shall offer to you burnt offerings of fat animals, with the smoke of rams. I shall make an offering of bulls with male goats. Come and hear, all who fear God, and I will tell of what he has done for my soul. I cried to him with my mouth, and he was exalted with my tongue. If I regard wickedness in my heart, the Lord will not hear. But God has heard. He has given attention to the sound of my prayer. Blessed be God, who has not turned away my prayer, nor his favour from me. And now we read again from the New Living Translation. Shout joyful praises to God, all the earth. Sing about the glory of his name. Tell the world how glorious he is. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. Your enemies cringe before your mighty power. Everything on earth will worship you. They will sing your praises, shouting your name in glorious songs. Come and see what our God has done, what awesome miracles he performs for people. He made a dry path through the Red Sea, and his people went across on foot. There we rejoiced in him. For by his great power he rules forever. He watches every moment of the nations. Let no rebel rise in defiance. Let the whole world bless our God and sing loudly his praises. Our lives are in his hands, and he keeps our feet from stumbling. You have tested us, O God. You have purified us like silver. You have captured us in your net and laid the burden of slavery on our backs. Then you put a leader over us. We went through fire and flood, but you brought us to a place of great abundance. Now I come to your temple with burnt offerings to fulfill the vows I made to you. Yes, the sacred vows that I made when I was in deep trouble. That is why I am sacrificing burnt offerings to you, the best of my rams as a pleasing aroma, and a sacrifice of bulls and male goats. Come and listen, all you who fear God, and I will tell you what he did for me. For I cried out to him for help, praising him as I spoke. If I had not confessed the sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But God did listen. He paid attention to my prayer. praise God who did not ignore my prayer or withdraw his unfailing love from me. So this here is Psalm 66, and we're not quite sure who wrote this psalm. It's just labelled as, for the choir director, a song, a psalm. But it is a joyful psalm. It is a psalm that calls others to come and worship. It encourages us to talk to God directly. It starts off by saying, shout joyfully, all the earth, an invitation that we should worship together. And goes on to say to God, how awesome are your works. We praise together and we speak to God. Then we've got the invitation, come and see what our God has done. Come and see. And then it goes into testimony about how the people of Israel crossed through the Red Sea and the Lord delivered them. They were delivered from slavery. They didn't slip and fall into the ocean, but there was a path made straight through it. If you were to say to someone, come and see what God has done, what testimony would you share? Are we ready with examples and times of when God has delivered us or saved us, or the times we've got better when we prayed that we were sick, the times when we've been delivered from a dangerous situation? The times when we have prayed and heard God's voice, with a testimony of how we came to hear about God and how he has changed our lives. Well, this psalmist is saying to be ready. Be ready to tell people of the amazing things that happened in the Bible, of the people passing through the Red Sea, of God doing amazing deeds. He watches every moment of the nations. The rebellious shall not exalt themselves. The truth of what God has done is true everywhere. And God delivered people from their enemies. Who can rise against God? Even the armies of Egypt, which was the world superpower at the time, couldn't compare to the power of God. But the psalmist also reminds us about this idea of testing, this idea of crying out to God for help and confessing the sins in our heart. God isn't out there just making everything perfect for everyone. He waits for us to call to him. He gives us a choice in whether or not we want to follow him and see his hand. And why wouldn't you? Look at all the great things that he's done. Come and listen, all you who fear God, and I will tell you what he did for me. Be ready to share. To share what? About when God has helped us. How he has forgiven us and heard our prayers. Let's be ready. I was also really interested by verse 14, where the psalmist talks about the sacred vows that I made while I was in deep trouble. There's often a scene in a film where someone says something like, Lord, if you help me now, then I'll go to church every Sunday and I'll be good and I won't do any more crime. And then it works out. And do they go back to church and say thank you? No. But it's a common thing that we do when we're in trouble. We try to bargain with God. And here this psalmist said, I was in trouble. I made a vow that if you delivered me, I assume the thing they were going to do was make offerings, because that's what they say. They were in trouble. They said, Lord, I'll make an offering when you save me. And they remembered to make the offering. The physical offering of bulls and male goats, and the spiritual offering of this psalm and this song of worship. That's been Psalm 66. Thank you so much for listening to Daily Psalm Reading. God bless you and goodbye.